Introduction. Welcome to Stage 3 of our course, Generative AI Fundamentals for SQA Professionals. Today, we'll dive into the essential tools and techniques that are shaping the landscape of generative AI, as well as the ethical considerations that we must navigate as professionals in this field. This session is crafted to equip you with practical knowledge about accessible generative AI tools and the ethical responsibilities you carry while using them. So, let's embark on this journey together. Main content: popular generative AI tools. Generative AI has been revolutionizing various industries. And as SQA professionals, understanding these tools is crucial. Some popular generative AI tools include OpenAI's ChatGPT, DALL-E, and Google's Bard. Each of these tools offers unique functionalities that can be integrated into software quality assurance processes. For instance, ChatGPT can be utilized to generate test cases based on user stories, saving time and enhancing coverage. Similarly, DALL-E allows for the creation of visual content which can help in visual testing scenarios. Additionally, tools like GitHub Copilot can assist in generating code snippets and documentation, making it easier for teams to maintain code quality. By familiarizing yourself with these tools, you can significantly enhance the efficiency of your testing processes. User-friendly platforms. Now, let's talk about user-friendly platforms that make it easier for professionals to tap into the power of generative AI without the need for extensive coding knowledge. Platforms like Hugging Face and Runway ML provide intuitive interfaces that allow users to create, modify, and deploy AI models seamlessly. Hugging Face, for example, offers a vast library of pre-trained models that you can easily implement into your QA workflows. Its community-driven approach means you can also access a wealth of shared knowledge and applications. On the other hand, Runway ML is particularly appealing for visual projects, offering tools that enable real-time collaboration and creative exploration. Another notable platform is Loeb, which allows users to build machine learning models through a simple drag-and-drop interface, making it accessible for non-technical users. This mixed approach to utilizing user-friendly platforms ensures that both technical and non-technical professionals can derive value from generative AI. Ethical considerations. As we leverage these powerful tools, it's paramount to address the ethical implications of using generative AI. Ethical considerations range from data privacy to bias in AI-generated content. As QA professionals, we must ensure that AI systems are trained on diverse datasets to avoid perpetuating existing biases. Moreover, transparency is crucial. It's important to maintain clear communication about how AI models are making decisions and to ensure that they align with organizational values and societal norms. Implementing practices such as conducting regular audits of AI outputs can help in identifying and mitigating biases. Additionally, fostering an environment where team members feel comfortable discussing ethical concerns can lead to more responsible AI use. By incorporating ethical guidelines into your testing processes, you not only safeguard your organization but also contribute to the responsible use of AI technology. Conclusion. As we conclude this stage, we've explored the essential tools and platforms for generative AI, learned about user-friendly options, and discussed the ethical considerations that must guide our practices. By embracing these insights, you'll be better prepared to fill the skill gaps in your organization and lead the way in adopting generative AI responsibly. Reflection questions: which generative AI tool do you believe will most benefit your current QA processes, and how do you plan to implement it? Reflect on a time when you've encountered ethical dilemmas in your work. How can the principles discussed today help you navigate future challenges? Considering the user-friendly platforms we discussed, Which one do you feel most comfortable experimenting with? And what project do you have in mind? Thank you for joining this session. And I encourage you to take the knowledge you've gained today and apply it to your work for continuous improvement.